The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Laurel Brickell. Got that right. She is president of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. We'll be talking about the chamber and some of the things they've got coming up this fall and winter season. And we're also going to be talking about the chamber as a whole. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce has been around forever. It is designed basically, as I understand it, to help local business?
That's correct. We have over 75 businesses as members right now. We still are accepting...
People might find that, you know, you think of Bad Axe, 75 businesses, that's a lot for us, one small town.
It really is. And we are still accepting memberships for the 2012-2013 year. So if you are interested in joining the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, you can contact me at the chamber phone number, which is 989-269-6936, and I'd be happy to get you a membership packet.
And as a member, then you become involved in all the townwide promotions and the other activities that the chamber sponsors.
We will advertise your business on our website. You're included in all of the email blasts that we provide, whether it is just other businesses marketing some upcoming events they have or specific to the chamber events.
And again, the whole idea is the bottom line, to make the town more attractive for people to come in and shop and frequent those businesses.
Absolutely.
Now, the chamber's been around forever. How long have you been president?
I am quite new to the chamber. I just was elected president in April.
Oh, so you're still getting your feet wet. So
yes, I work very closely with our past president, Josh Rogenbuck, who is actually the CEO of the Flower Farm. So he's really helped me along in my new endeavor here with the Bad Axe Chamber.
Now, do basically the officers and the people, are they the ones who really kind of spend the most time working on chamber problems? Because if you're a member, you've got a business, and, you know, for most people, that business ties up pretty much all their time.
Right, and all of our officers are very involved pretty much on a daily basis with me in the chamber. These people are also business people, though. There isn't any of them that, you know, aren't working a full-time job right now. So it's a lot to ask, but I think in the end, it's very rewarding to see Bad Axe, you know, something come about that is good for the people.
Well, and it's always good when you're taking the lead rather than looking to other people to drum up business for you. You're not only doing it for yourself, but the whole community. When somebody parks in front of your store to go next door, they see what you've got, and then maybe check you out as well. So it all benefits each other to work together.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, okay. you noted they have a website. Is this like badaxchamber.com?
It is www.badaxmish.com.
Badaxmish.com.
And it has a listing of all the member businesses. There is some links to our Hatchet Festival page, which the Hatchet Festival for 2013 is June 7th, 8th, and 9th, so you can mark your calendar.
Is that still a work in progress as you're pulling everything together? Do you kind of have an idea of what you're going to do?
I mean, we have an idea. It's been
going on.
Because
you know it worked last year, and things people really enjoyed you want to bring back, but you're always looking to expand.
We are looking to expand, and we have discussed some new things this year. Nothing formalized, though, so I'm not at liberty to disclose that information yet.
Oh, can you give us a little tempting hint?
We have an excellent band scheduled for the Saturday night event, so that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there.
I didn't know the Rolling Stones were touring next year.
Well, it's a reunion, so.
Now, it sounds to me like you have to work very closely with the city because you oftentimes use their parks and everything else, and they're going to want to know when you need it and what you're going to be doing in there because they're going to ask you for certain events, like things like fireworks and that always need like insurance and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you have to work closely with each other on
these things. Yes, I work very closely with Dale Vandevos, our city manager, Dave Rothy, chief of police, Dave Peruski, the chief of the fire department, Bridget Glasgow and Aaron Weber help me out a lot. They work in the front office. So they're the city of Bad Axe has just been excellent to work with as far as putting on events such as the Hatchet Festival or the Bad Axe Christmas Parade. or really just doing anything downtown or even out Northgate.
Do you sometimes feel like you're a mom and you've got like three kids in town? I've got the East End, I've got downtown, I've got North Van Dyke. You know, everybody wants, you know, the events in their area because that's what draws the people.
Yes, and you know, there's so many different businesses in each area. So sometimes you have to think, should I allow somebody to have a chicken barbecue when the mayor's store is open? Probably not. You know, I want the mayor to get good foot traffic into the Coffee Cup Plus versus maybe somebody who's not affiliated with Bad X getting the dollars.
But many times these types of things are fundraisers and stuff for certain mm-hmm. groups, so it's not necessarily a competition. It's more of a, okay, for this day we're going to support these people.
No, it's more just about scheduling. I mean, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I want whoever's fundraising to get the most bang for their buck, but at the same time, I want to look out for the business people too.
Because that's part of your mandate, is mm-hmm. to look out for the business people that you represent.
Exactly.
Now, if people become a member of the chamber, do they basically get out of it what they put into it? Because there are people who join organizations and they have the card in their wallet and never show up to voice their opinion or do anything. And then there are people who get actively involved, and I would think they are the ones who get more out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, the chamber is no different than what you just referenced. You know, we have a very active chamber. We have a lot of people that do come regularly to the meetings. Others, though, you know, they are members, but maybe I only see them once or twice a year. So those are kind of the people that I try to get to come out to more things, to participate. I might highlight them a little bit more email-wise, so I might get their email address and sort of solicit to them.
And it might also matter the type of business they have, because some are, you know, retail, and others may be more service-oriented, more specialized, and they aren't really, you know, making it on, you know, walk-in foot traffic. People have to know they're there, the type
right.
of thing.
Right, and some people are the business owners, so they don't have a lot of time to go to a 12 o'clock lunch meeting or a 5:30 chili.
If there's
chili
good food, they will come.
Okay.
The one rule I've learned is it's the same with news people. If you have good food, they will come.
All right, so maybe I just need to start baking or something.
There you go. But again, you do have people from all types of businesses involved in the chamber. It's not the typical ones we just think of as, you know, I have a little shop here.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
Yeah, and we have a huge financial presence in the chamber. Actually, I'm looking at our list of officers, and all of them either work... Well, not all of them. Most of them either work for a bank or they work for an advertising company. So
do you specifically require businesses to be in the proper city, or are you looking for people basically with a Bad Axe mailing address? Because there are businesses in Colfax, businesses in Verona Township that are Bad Axe businesses, but mm-hmm. they're not technically in the city.
Well, WLAW isn't in the city.
No,
they're a member.
Okay.
So
I guess I've answered my question.
Yes.
There. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's your geographical area, not necessarily confined to the borders of the city.
Correct.
Because all of these pull people in.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them want to see the traffic going into town drive right by their place.
Absolutely.
Now, we were going to talk about some of the events you've got coming up. You've got something coming up this weekend, actually, as I understand it.
Yes, Friday evening at 6 o'clock, the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce is putting on a chili cook-off at the right across from the Claude Marsh Field here at the Bad Axe High School.
And who is supplying the chili? Do you have people who are just doing this? Is it businesses? Is it all of the above?
We opened it up to all businesses. Chamber membership or non-chamber member to participate. We actually got all banks that are participating. North Star Bank, Signature Bank, Team One Credit Union, Independent Bank, and Greenstone Farm Credit Services are our chili chefs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't think of those places when I think of chili. I mean,
well, just a shout out to the 2011 Chili Cook-Off Champions North Star Bank. So they'll be returning to try to retain their title.
Oh, so and how does it work? Do people get to sample all of them? Do you get a huge bowl? Do you just get a spoonful? Because You're looking at maybe a lot of people going by. You can empty a bowl pretty quick.
Yep. You get what we're doing. We're doing something new this year. We're asking for $1 donations for your taste and vote. $1 gets you a chance to taste all of the chilies in the competition. So you would go up to Signature Bank's table. They would give you a cup, like a styrofoam coffee cup, probably about maybe half full, maybe not that much. Spoon, taste the chili. They'll give you a ticket. You're not going to vote right at the station. There's going to be a neutral voting area.
Oh, yeah. Because you may not have tasted the other three
left
to go.
So
you can't vote at that point.
Right. So you'll go and you will throw your ticket in for whatever chili you think is the best.
And is it just, one check mark, or do you rate them 1 to 5, or you know, just to give people an idea of how this goes?
There's just a first place right now.
Just a first
place. We're open to more multiple places, so, good idea, Craig. I'll take that into consideration.
I just thought, there could be, the taster's choice and then the chamber choice, and you get a whole bunch of other things going on.
I'm trying to find a neutral judge. Are you, a vote counter, rather. Are you available?
I work at the radio station, so, we're a chamber member, and I don't want to look impartial.
Okay, all right.
I want to be neutral, and besides, I'd probably have a hard time figuring out which chili is the best for myself, let alone have to judge for the whole thing and count them up. Wouldn't want to be in that slot.
I just like to thank Wayne Brady and Bad Axe Public Schools for allowing us to come out there and do this.
You are doing it at the school, as I understand it, prior to the homecoming game.
We are starting at 6 o'clock. Kickoff for the homecoming game is 7. So we will be there after the parade. Come down and taste the chili. Cast your vote. All the donations will be going back to the Bad Axe Public Schools. So we hope to raise, some money, make it worth their while to have us out there.
And you've not earmarked this money for any particular thing at the school. The school has its discretion.
That's
Everybody
right.
knows schools are always looking to have funds for special projects that aren't earmarked but come up. And
that's actually just in my new presidency with the chamber. One of my focuses is working more closely with the Bad Axe school system, whether it's doing this chili cook-off and generating them a little bit of money, getting them involved with our Hatchet Festival, since they are the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And it's just a good way to connect with the community as well.
Well, these could be future Chamber of Commerce members. I mean, these kids, they've got to learn about this stuff.
Yeah, you can do this for the business class at school. Show them how it's done.
There we go.
So this is coming up this weekend on Friday night for the game.
That's right.
And starts at 6. Bring a buck and an empty stomach, and you can
pretty cheap dinner.
There's, what do you have now? 5 different ones you can sample.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little half of a cup each. You've got a bowl full by the time you're done.
That's right.
And it'll warm you up for the game as well.
I think we're gonna have pretty nice weather though, so it'll be a nice evening to come out.
All right, so that's Chili Cook-Off. What's coming up after that? Because fall is not a time that the chamber kind of sits back and relaxes. The summertime's a big tourist era time in the Thumb area, but the chamber has to worry about business all year round.
We really do. We don't get a lot of a break. Up after that, we actually have our quarterly board meeting for the chamber on October 9th. 12th.
So you do it 4 times a year.
We
do
it
everybody
monthly.
Together.
This just happens to be our quarterly meeting.
Oh.
We do meet every month. You can look up our schedule of meetings on the chamber website, which is www.badaxemish.com. This meeting is at 12 at the Franklin Inn in Bad Axe.
So it sounds like a lunch meeting.
It is a lunch meeting.
You can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You can go out to lunch and take care of chamber business all at the same time.
Yeah, and if you are interested in joining, it's a great venue to meet some chamber members and kind of get a feel for what goes on.
Terrific. And
after that, we have on November 10th, the Mistletoe Market that actually the Huron Daily Tribune sponsors. We just work in affiliation with them. Vicky Yarrow does a great job putting this event on. Do you know Vicki Hero? She's a great lady. She's head of advertising over at the Huron Daily Tribune.
I may have met her, but I've met so many people on this job, the faces just kind of go by.
Well, if you're interested in setting up a table there, you can contact her at the Tribune.
And what are they looking for? Crafters? Are they looking for people who are have small businesses, like maybe they do jams and stuff or these types of things?
Yeah, they look for all sorts, whether it's craft. They consider it kind of the kickoff to the Christmas shopping season.
So they're trying for different, unusual type of things that you may not find typically.
Maybe
in the area.
Yeah, something you're not going to find at Walmart.
There you go. And do you have a time on that? Is that?
You know, I don't. You can contact the Tribune though. They are advertising it right now, and Vicki can help you out with you're interested in being a participant or just coming and participating.
And the 11th, I assume that's probably like a Saturday.
November 10th is the Saturday.
It's the
Saturday before the big deer season.
Oh, so you get in before Bang Bang starts.
That's right.
Okay, and that's kind of the kickoff to it, but that's, this comes as just at the head point of the main holiday season for businesses, and I've always heard it said, you know, the holiday season for a lot of businesses are make or break it, where they actually wind up with a profit at the end of the year, because if you add up all your expenses for a whole year, you get to a certain point, and then here's the cream.
Mm-hmm. And we are actually trying to help the businesses this year. I had Erica Bruce, who is the owner of Hart's Florist, right down the street here. She came and approached me about putting on a holiday shopping spree scavenger hunt, and we're going to do that on November 17th, which is the following weekend after the Mistletoe Market. And what it is you're going to get a four-person team together, and you're going to go from business to business in the Bad Axe location, or Bad Axe area, locating different clues and treasures along the way. Have you ever been in a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, usually the ones I've been to, they just give you a list of things to try and find, and you know,
we're leaving this up to the businesses to come up with their clues, so we will provide you a clue, but Erica is a pretty creative young lady, and she's kind of working with some of the businesses to come up with some cool stuff for these scavenger hunters to find.
And you just have to find it, you don't have to take it with you, or because I imagine there's a bunch of people who are going to all be looking for maybe the same thing.
Like I said, we're leaving it up to the business.
To the
maybe
business.
Some of the businesses are going to send you away with a little something. Maybe some of them are just going to check off your box that, yes, you found the clue.
You found the clue.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end?
You're going to meet at the Gathering Place, and the winners will be announced there. Travis at the Gathering Place was very nice to allow us to come out there. He's a great host, great business, chamber member also.
And it's based on who does it the fastest, or who's got them all, or got the most, because maybe nobody gets them all. Is that how you're trying
to
work
her out? I'm
leaving
it up to Erica. Like I said, this is the first time we've mm-hmm. done this, so this may be a little work in process for us. Erica seems to be the mastermind of... I've only been to scavenger hunts where you end up at a bar afterwards, so I'm not a good judge on that.
And you never and one of those things you never remember if you won or not the next day.
You're just that you made it, you won.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have information, I assume.
We'll be advertising it on our website. And
because you're going to need to register and all this type of stuff.
Yes,
so
we
that
don't have forms available just yet. It'll probably be just about another week yet. And you will be able to get registration forms at Hart's Florist and North Star Bank at the Van Dyke office right across from Hart's Florist. So.
Terrific. And that scavenger hunt is just before the big... Bad Axe Christmas Parade.
Yes, we have a busy November in the chamber. The Bad Axe Holiday Christmas Parade is on November 24th, and it is our lighted parade, so it will be starting at 6 p.m. We don't have a theme yet this year. We are meeting today for any of you out there that are interested in joining the Christmas Parade Committee. We are meeting today at 11 a.m. at Roland's Paint and More. Jim Roland is the chairperson of the 2012 Christmas parade, so we are looking for volunteers to help us line people up on the day of the parade, go generate some sponsorship money, bring your good ideas for a theme.
Are you still looking for entries?
We have not started taking entries yet. We do work with City Hall. They do, they'll take a list for us there. You can also contact the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce by phone or by email. Our email address is badaxemish@yahoo.com.
And again, this hasn't all been set up yet, so do in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, don't go out there today. You won't find anything today.
But you're setting it all up, and once you've got a theme, you'll have an idea of what you do. And you've always had rules like there's only one Santa in the parade, things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. You can't have a Santa on your float.
Because you don't want to confuse the kids, because he just went by, and now there's another one.
And there's only one Santa anyway, so it just doesn't make sense.
And Santa's going to be back again in the little house in Bad Axe this fall again?
Yes, he will be back.
Christmas season?
He'll start the week of the parade and go through the Christmas season. And the kids can come down and sit on his lap and ask for whatever their hearts desire.
Bring a list, because he'll check it twice?
That's what I've been told. I've also been told he's been carb loading, so he won't be providing you a bony seating area.
I think Mrs. Claus helps out in that.
I think she does.
She makes sure that he's the proper form.
Yes.
To fill that suit. So the Christmas parade, that's an event, and you normally, people sit out hours before the event just getting ready to see it?
Huron Avenue is a great place to go on.
Same route as last year?
It is, yes. It starts at the Bad Axe Middle School, and it goes down to City Hall. So the entire Huron Avenue is lined with spectators, and I love it to see all the people that, you know, deck their houses out, and they get their fire pits going, and it's quite a fun night.
Oh, in years past, Santa has stopped to talk to the kids at the end. Is that still something that's done?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually they like
to hear. He's a pretty popular guy. I mean,
it's kind of hard to find fault in him.
It is.
He brings you stuff.
That's right. He knows when you've been naughty and nice.
Well, that's the part we don't care about, but the rest of it works out well. So the parade is coming up, and people can get more info on that as a couple of weeks down the road as you've got more finalized plans as far as themes and what people need to know to register.
Yeah, and like I said, if you're interested in being a part of that, by all means, please contact the Bad Axe Chamber or Jim Rowland right up at Rowland's Paint and More. Right after the Christmas parade, we are just full blowing into the Christmas season, and Josh Rogenbuck out at the Flower Farm is hosting an after-hours event. It's a holiday open house on December 5th. And it's just a nice time to go out there and see his beautiful location. He'll have some holiday treats. So I encourage everybody to stop out.
Yeah, it's a great excuse to come into town and then shop.
Exactly.
Which is what you're all about.
That's right.
Now, do you have to be a business owner to be part of the Chamber of Commerce? Is this something anyone really can join who's interested in the community and who wants to see it thrive?
I'm open to taking anybody. Memberships are $150. For nonprofit organizations, we only charge $75. We're still accepting memberships, as I said, for the 2012-2013 year. Right now, we are in a planning stage for our 2013 projects. We've got some things down the pipeline, such as revamping the Bad Axe signs. We're working with some other local...
So you've got two angles you do this on. You do the fundraising and the fun parts, but then you also have projects to help the community to spruce it up and these types of things.
Yes. Yeah. There's no rest. It's all the time. We are working... We're getting ready to work with the Bad Axe Rotary Club to work on a sign. I haven't approached the Bad Axe Lions Club, but I would like to get in touch with them, as they're also advertised on the City of Bad Axe sign, so I think they would be a great organization to help out as well. So you Lions out there, that was my call.
Now when you say a sign...
when you're coming in, you have one right out here, City of Bad Axe.
As you're entering
Welcome
town.
To. There's four of them out here by the Intermediate School District. Mm-hmm. There's one out by Feral Gas?
Okay, yeah.
One when you're coming in by the Thumb Industries headquarter building there, and then one out by the Thumb Area Transit.
Down on Bad Axe Road, yeah.
Correct. And we're looking to do some landscaping. Some of them are in dire need of paint. Jim Hall was the original artist, so I'm going to be reaching out to him to see if he has any interest in spiffing up any of the signs.
Well, you know, you try to do things that are low maintenance,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to be burdened with it all the time, you know. annual flowers die all the time. You want something that's going to keep growing and coming back, but you don't want it overgrown and looking like the city don't care either, because that defeats the whole purpose.
Right. No, we're proud of Bad Axe, so we want people to think, wow, what a nice place. Their signs are so pretty when they come in.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. Again, your next event is going to be the Chili Cook-Off.
That's this Friday at the right across from Claude Marsh Field here at Bad Axe High School.
So it's kind of between the school building and the field?
It is. If you're familiar with Bad Axe Middle School, it will be on the east side of the Bad Axe Middle School facing the football field.
Follow the crowds, follow your nose, and you'll find the Chili Cook-Off.
Thank you for having me, Craig.
I appreciate you coming out, and hopefully business people out there who haven't yet joined will see the value in promoting the city and the businesses within it to boost everybody's bottom line.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our guest today on the program has been the president of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, Laurel Brickell, and I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.